Chapter 1. Today is the day, Chandra Shango shouted over to me when I walked out of the door of my homeopathic cure shop, a charming cure. The morning sun sprayed down, exposing the dewdrops on the drowsy daisies and moonflower petals that had already opened up to let the bit of vitamin D put more pep in the more than colorful flowers. It is. I stopped and smiled, watching Chandra go down the row of flower boxes underneath the windows of her shop, a cleansing spirit spa, wiping off the dots of water on each and every single petal, adjusting her orange turban with each step she took. My charm bracelet jingled when I flung my bag over my shoulder and gripped a good luck mojo bag in my hand. The welcome sounds from my bracelet gave me peace to know that I was safe and sound, not to mention that I was well looked after by Mr. Prince Charming, my fairy godcat.
Meow.
Mr. Prince Charming stood next to me, slowly wagging his long white tail in the air. I looked up and down Main Street in Whispering Falls, Kentucky. The carriage lights lined the magical street, showcasing all the beautiful ornamental gates leading up to the coziest shops this side of the Mississippi, adding to how enchanting the town was. Let's go, I said.
Meow, meow.
Mr. Prince Charming darted out from under my feet and through the wisteria vine, covering the path in front of my shop. The purple flowers overflowed and jumped out of the path of feet and other invading critters. Thank you. I watched my footing, making sure I didn't step on any of the vines. Well, well, aren't you just the best village president? Petunia Shrubwood had bent down to pet Mr. Prince Charming while he did his signature figure eights around her ankles. He loved a good scratch, and ankles were his choice of pleasure. I see you have a mojo bag, she pointed. I have yet to meet our new neighbor. I glanced over my right shoulder where Magical Moments, the new shop, was located. It wasn't just any new shop. It was a flower shop. I'm going to take over a few good luck charms and introduce myself. Petunia grabbed a stick off the ground before she stood up and tugged the crease out of her A-framed black skirt with bright yellow polka dots all over it. No one has seen the new owner since they put these things up so fast. She put the stick in her messy updo, referring to how fast shops seemed to appear out of nowhere. Chirp, chirp. A couple of birds flew out of the back of her hair, allowing her to push the stick in even further. The Marys are fast. I referred to the order of elders of the spiritualist community, Mary Lynn, Mary Ellen, and Mary Sue, affectionately known as the Marys. The Order of Elders was made up of past village presidents from other spiritual communities. They were in charge of all the villages, including new shops. As the Whispering Falls village president, my only duties consisted of making sure the rules were followed and peace was kept within the community. So far, so good. At least for the past 6 months. I guess it went up overnight. I looked over at the charming new shop. The front gate looked like long-stemmed flowers with blossoms on the top, perfect for a florist. Overnight? Petunia laughed. I had late tea with Gerald at the Gathering Grove last night. She blushed. I guess you could say early morning tea. She looked away, obviously remembering her time with her longtime boyfriend, Gerald Regula, who owned the Gathering Grove tea shop, which was almost directly across the street from the Magical Moments. It was not there when I came home. I didn't ask what time she went home from her late-night tryst, and really didn't care, since my love life was dead. Yes, I inhaled, trying to push the thought of Oscar Park out of my head. I had a lot of work to do today, and thinking about Oscar was not on that list. If it was, nothing would get done. The Marys work fast. I dangled the bag in the air. I guess I'll see you later. I'm going with you. She pulled a little bag out from under her cloak. I have some good luck bugs to give her. Bugs? I asked. Bugs couldn't be a good fit for a florist, could they? Yes, bugs, was all she said. She should know, since she was the owner of Glory Bee Pet Shop. These bugs keep the bad bugs out. She beamed with pride. At least, that was what they said. Her cheeks bawled. We walked the little distance to the front of the flower shop. We both took a deep breath. The fresh-cut smell circled our heads and flew up into the air. I was sure I'd be able to get a whiff of the wonderful scents from my house, which was situated on the hill right behind the florist. Petunia Shrubwood's spiritual gift was the ability to talk to animals, while mine was the ability to create cures for all sorts of things. I couldn't wait to see what the new tenant's spiritual gift was. That was what made Whispering Falls so special. Every single shop owner had an unusual spiritual gift.